It's 9:49 here in News Radio KMAN, and we're back on In Focus, and we're continuing our discussion on International Women's Day, coming to Manhattan, Kansas, March 8th, a part of a global celebration, and of course, this event being put on by the AAUW chapter here in Manhattan, the American Association of University Women, and now speaking with Mary Stamey about the AAUW, and this is a community organization, Mary, that many people may not know exists. Tell us a bit more about yourself.
Well, it's been an organization nationally that's been around since 1881, and the local branch of AAUW has been here since 1920. We have always worked on, and it's part of their mission statement is empowering women. We want to advance equity for women and girls through education, philanthropy, research, and advocacy. I might say that when you educate a girl, you're educating the culture. You're empowering the family unit, not only that woman, but the family unit and the whole culture that surrounds them, the community included. Generally speaking, at the national level, and we do embrace a lot of that at the local level, but I'll just run through some of the things that they've done. Perhaps the most visible thing is the lobbying they do with legislation, particularly at the national level. Been very instrumental in getting Lilly Ledbetter Act passed, for example. And they are good speakers, good spokespeople for lots of public policy. They're involved with STEM, which is science education, science, technology, engineering, and math. Promote that. There are many, many global and international connections between what our national organization does with, for example, the UN on International Women's Day. That's a partnership. There's a lot of educational funding for college women through scholarships. And like I said, we've worked on pay equity. Many of the dues money goes to research, a variety of ways. I particularly am interested in their work on case support with sex discrimination. And when Title IX passed in the 70s, it really changed a lot of what opportunities were available. And it began in athletics, but it's expanded just tremendously in all aspects of women's lives at the collegiate level particularly. But it has also impacted the high school level, all kinds of activities. There are workshops on campus leadership, and there's also another program that we like here locally and have utilized is called Start Smart, and it's allowing the collegian women to learn how to negotiate, particularly for a salary, how to interview for a job, and then how to work on a salary negotiation.
As someone who's obviously not involved with the AAUW, it's particularly inspiring that you've been able to partner so closely with Kansas State University and USD 383 for International Women's Day, just because when you talk about the education efforts and the advocacy with Title IX, that's really important. When you look at the history of this branch here in Manhattan over the last 100 years, it seems like you've been able to accomplish some really great things here.
Yes, and it's not always in the news, but it's a little bit at a time. Changing minds, educating all of us about what it is that we do as an organization. And hasn't been headline making necessarily, but it does change. It changes that culture of what we think of one another.
So the Manhattan branch started in 1920, correct?
Yes.
And over the last nearly 100 years in Manhattan, what do you think are some of the bigger things that the AAUW have done for Manhattan?
I'll begin with this, the simplest thing that most organizations have, and that's a monthly meeting. And we'll have speakers. We meet, as I said, monthly. We have a dinner followed by either a speaker or an idea. Maybe it might be videos. It could be a panel of people. But most of the time, we try to bring in the subject area of those that our organization stands for. so that I just you know, pay equity, equal rights, that sort of thing.
I might put a plug in for our upcoming February meeting. We meet the second Monday of every month, and our meeting in February is going to be at the First Congregational Church. But Mary Stamey, along with another one of our members, Pat Hudgens, is going to be doing a program on unconscious bias. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well. I've learned a lot about my unconscious biases. It should be a good one. And I'd invite the people to come and join us there if they want to.
So what is the membership like? Because obviously you partner with USD 3D3, you partner with Kansas State University. Is there a good mix of younger and older members that come together?
We're working on it.
Yeah, we're working. We do have a pretty diverse membership. We have K-State is a college university partner with National AAUW, and so that gives the university some benefits to faculty and also to students because of that membership. And we have a K-State student organization, which just came online a little over a year ago,
exactly.
I think.
Exactly, yes.
Exactly a year ago. And so we're really excited about that.
Well, and I see here you also have scholarships available for non-traditional women attending Kansas State University, and it looks like there's a deadline coming up soon, right?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. There is April 3rd. We have applications due, and we have our scholarships through the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, and if you go to their website, you'll be able to find the scholarship application.
Is that something that's widely applied for?
It is not as widely applied for as we would like. We'd like people to really take advantage of that. That's a great scholarship, up to $1,000 a year for non-traditional female students, and it really is impactful to those women. I am one of the scholarship committee members, and so I get the pleasure of being able to be there when we interview the applicants, and their stories are amazing. They're raising families. They have jobs. They're going to school. You know, they're trying to better themselves, and so we really do invite people to apply for that.
Well, and Teresa, maybe tying all this back together to International Women's Day coming up on March 8th, would International Women's Day be a good jumping-off point for anyone out there who's interested in getting involved with the AAUW here in Manhattan?
Oh, it absolutely would.
You can call us or email us anytime, but yes, that would be a good time to get started.
Are there any volunteering opportunities even that are associated with the AAUW?
We do quite a bit of volunteering as a group. We work on the candidate forums.
Yes.
And then there are also some other legislative process things that we take part in.
Educating, getting information out to members. It's in the background. You don't necessarily see us out visibly donating or time or anything. That way, it's more behind the scenes of getting stuff done.
Well, and I'm even learning new things this morning. I didn't even realize the AAUW was behind so many of these candidate forums, because that's something, like you said, maybe not entirely visible, but you're an integral part of the process.
Mm-hmm. We liaise with the League of Women Voters here in town to do a lot of that work.
Well, it's 9:57 here at K-Man's In Focus, and once again, just wrapping up International Women's Day, the who, what, where, when, and why. Teresa?
Okay, so International Women's Day, March the 8th, which is on a Wednesday this year. We will have breakfast for community leaders in the morning at the Manhattan High School, prepared by the Culinary Art Program students. Followed by that, we'll have an assembly with Manhattan High School students. And then in the evening, we will have a public event that is will consist of a dinner and an open forum at the Holiday Inn.
Four international speakers from four different continents. That's highly ambitious.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get her done.
We'll get it done.
looking at your 97-year history in Manhattan, that seems like maybe a good slogan for the AAUW. Mary, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Come one, come all. Thank you for having us here this morning.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. This is K-Man's In Focus, speaking with Teresa Landis and Mary Stamey from the Manhattan chapter of the American Association of University Women. Kathy Dawes will be back in tomorrow. I'm Andrew Shores for In Focus.
Good job this morning, Andrew. Thank you very much. Ladies, appreciate you joining us this morning. Tomorrow, Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy and City Manager Ron Fear will be joining us to get a preview of tomorrow night's Manhattan City Commission meeting. Program lineup for the rest of the day has the Clark Howard Show coming up following CBS News. Rush from 11 to 2. I'm sure we'll have Super Bowl things to talk about.